All right. Well, good afternoon. Nothing major here to talk about today, but just some thoughts that I had about this goofy situation that is going on here, this Indigenous People Day versus Columbus Day. And what really is the goal with it all is the question you have to ask yourself, like, why in the world is this really happening? What is the deal with it? What's it about? It seems like today, like everything is changing. Nothing can any of the like the foundations in society, none of it can stay the same. It all has to change. What's that about exactly? It's a good question to ask yourself, why is it happening the way that it is? Why does it have to be that way? Is there a motive or a goal behind it to change this stuff around? I mean, does Columbus Day really matter to me that much? Not really. I honestly really don't care that much about it, but I understand the point behind it. It's just like I'm not big on. I don't say the Pledge of Allegiance in the house of God. I don't have an American flag in the church. I don't believe it's right to do that. So we don't do that. But at the same time, I look at like all this stuff going on, and I wonder what's the motivation behind it? Like, what's the goal behind it? Why is it happening that way? Why is somebody out there pushing something like this? And the answer you come up with very clearly is to fundamentally revolutionize everything that's in society and cause upheaval and unrest everywhere. All foundations to be destroyed everywhere is the goal for chaos, okay? To make people angry, to make people upset. A lot of it is pushing a race war and trying to make white people get mad. That's really what it's about. And it's working, by the way, because when I see this NFL protest and everything else like that, I know that it's working on white people. There's a lot of white people that are getting mad about all this because they know that it doesn't really have anything. Well, to them, they don't know that. I know. And understand that this is all a game being played by the New World Order. It's all a New World Order op. It's all designed to cause civil unrest. That's what it's for. It's designed to do that. So most people will, get angry, get mad. They want to push a race war. That's what this is all about. It's about a race war. It's about pushing a race war, making people mad. That's what it's about. That's their goal. That's what they want to accomplish is a race war. If they can get you angry, if they can get white people angry, they already have enough blacks angry. They want to cause that war. That's what this whole thing's about. That's what this whole replacing Columbus Day thing is about. That's what it's all about. It's all about making people angry. It's all about pushing buttons. The NFL protest, it's all about pushing buttons. That's what they're doing. The whole thing is just about it's about pushing buttons in society and making people mad. They want to make people that have been paying taxes their whole life angry at people who are not. They want to make people that have always looked forward to different things in society and different goals or different memorials and things like that. They want to make them mad. Like, I'm not going to go to a game and protest the national anthem. Do I, pledge allegiance? No, I don't personally. But do I make an issue of it to offend people? No. Why? Because I'm not trying to cause civil unrest. I'm not trying to pit people against each other. And that's what the whole thing is about. The whole thing is about pitting people against each other, making people angry, getting people to, war with each other. That's what the whole thing's about. That's what all of it is about. Civil unrest. You know, don't fall for what it, Indigenous People's Day, which sounds really weird, by the way. I'm sorry, it just sounds really weird. A growing number of cities are abandoning ship and replacing Columbus Day, celebrated Monday with Indigenous People's Day, also known by some as Native Americans Day. So why that day? Why does it have to be on that day? Why don't you just do it another day? Oh, I know why. Because you want to dig. You want to dig at people. You want to make people angry. That's what it's about. So, you know, they call it Native American Day. No, really what it's about is making people mad. You're trying to cause civil, just like Barack Obama said, he wanted to fundamentally transform society. That's what he wanted to do. And that's what they're doing. And the NFL is the same thing. They want a bunch of, they want you to be angry at a bunch of black people that don't want to, you know, put their hand over their heart or whatever for the national anthem. Why is it all a big deal? To me, it isn't. But I know why they're doing it. They're doing it because they say, well, we're oppressed. Poor little millionaires that are oppressed. I feel so bad for those that are oppressed. Those millionaires that are oppressed. My goodness, it must be hard making millions of dollars a year being oppressed like that. Man, I know some people from other countries that would love to be oppressed like that. Man, they'd love to have some of that. You know? But anyway, it's just, again, this is, it's not the major, but it's part of a plan. All this is part of a plan to dig at society. It's to dig at certain groups to get them to faction themselves off and to get angry about it. And it's working because I talk to older people, and from my dad's generation, I talk to those people and they're mad about this thing. They're protesting the NFL and they're doing all this other stuff, and that's fine. You can do whatever you want to. It's your money. You know, I have a lot better reasons to protest the NFL than the national anthem. I'll give you one. Bunch of perverts. Bunch of wicked devils making money off of advertisers that are wicked and everything else. A bunch of there's just the Super Bowl, one of the biggest exploiters of child trafficking and prostitution and everything else. I mean, there's just there's a lot of things. The perversion of it all. The fact that it's a gross waste of time. So many reasons why bread and circuses, sports idolatry, all those things. There's so many reasons why we could just like walk away from the NFL. But they want to choose this to be the number one cause. So it pumps you and it pushes you and it gets you to get angry about this. So, it, you know, and this Columbus thing, it's the same thing. They have to destroy every bit of tradition in society. They have to destroy every bit of, you know, foundations in society to make those that still care about these things angry so they can cause social unrest and upheaval. That's what all this is about. The whole thing. It's not about anything else but that. Just remember that. All right? And don't fall for it, because I'll tell you what, there's so many people that are falling for this nonsense today. So many people that are falling for this NFL stuff, this, they want to get in the mix of it and they want to get angry about it. Well, I don't know what good it's going to do you. I think the best thing we can do is just stand up for the truths of the Bible, stand up for biblical government as far as government that is based on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, things like that. Stand up for those things. Stand up for what's right so we can exercise those liberties without being molested or hindered from doing it. But all these other things, you're going to see they're going to try to push buttons, and they're pitting white against black and different races against it. That's what it's about. They're trying to push buttons to get you to get angry. Because, see, they can control people like a puppet on a string. They can control you like that. And that's what they want to do. They want to control your reaction to it. And you and I can't be reactionary towards these things. We have to say, you know what? Okay, we know what you're doing. I'm not saying don't stand up for what's right. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous to do that on a Columbus Day, to do Indigenous such and such day. I'm not promoting Christopher Columbus or that. The point is that I know why they're doing it. I mean, well, let me ask you a question. What would people say if on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, if we change that to Christopher Columbus Day, how would people react to that? Well, they'd be angry about it, wouldn't they? Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. See, it's the same thing with the statues. It's about destroying landmarks in society to push to make you angry. That's why they're doing it. Social unrest. Marxist communism, pushing the buttons, playing the games, getting people to get mad. That's what it's all about. So they can control the outcome of it. Right? Problem, reaction, solution. That's what they want. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't listen to it. Don't play their games. Stand outside and say, you know what? You that are Christians, we're Christ people. We're not going to fall for this nonsense. We know what it's about. We know what the goal is. We know what they're doing. We know what they want to do. We know what their game is. We're just not going to play it. Because I'm going to tell you what, they're going to push a race war. They're going to continue to push it. They're trying to pit people against people, trying to build up that race war. And they have their race pimps everywhere, white and black, to try to push that. And you can't fall for it. You got to stand against that. You can't fall for that. You got to be like, you got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and pick and choose your fights. You know, they did it with the Confederate statues. They're picking at white people, trying to make them mad. And rewriting history and act like the Civil War was about freeing the slaves, and that's all the Civil War is about. If you think that's true, then you don't know history, okay? Because people in the North had slaves. So to try to say they didn't is just ridiculous. But that's where people are today. They only believe what was told them in their little history book. They don't believe anything else that is said. They don't believe factual history that you can trace. They believe just what they've been told, that they're an oppressed people. That's the way it is. Nobody else was ever oppressed. And they're pushing a race war. They're race baiting and pushing it. That's why they're picking those people in the South, because they hate the South. Because the South had the revival. The South is what God used to shake this world up and to preach the gospel through the whole world. So they want to shake up the South. That's what that's about. They're shaking it up and causing people to get angry, tearing down these statues and tearing down all this, trying to erase history and rewrite it. Just like with this Indigenous Day. You know, let's erase history. Let's get rid of the founding fathers. Let's destroy everything and let's push a race war, make these people mad and angry so that they begin to fight back. So they fight back and then we could sit back and dictate the results of that war, that inner civil war that they want to push. That's what it's about, friend. That's what's, and there's two sides to the story, and they both have their own agendas. They both have, there's some on the, with different races, some that are white, some that are black, and they're both playing their games. Okay. So it's real. It's there. That's what this Indigenous Day is about. It's just another attack on an institution to rile up people, to get them angry. And it's working. It's building up. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to warn you of something. And this won't be very popular when I say this, but I'm just going to tell you the truth about it. The last thing you want is white people rioting. You do not want white people rioting. Say why? Because white people are ruthless, vicious. They don't loot. They don't steal. They burn everything down and destroy it. They leave no speck of life left. They are vicious. It doesn't become about money at that point, and they just burn the whole thing down. Senseless destruction. And that's what they know. That's why they want to push that, because they know what'll happen. If I could show enough blacks rioting on television, if I could show enough blacks and people trying to destroy that, then I can get this white faction built up to where they actually want to war and riot and destroy and loot and pillage. And eventually say, you know what, enough's enough. I'm tired of seeing these people do this. I'm tired of this. And that's not America. The black people in America aren't like that. I mean, most of them, there's some hood rats, just like there's white hood rats, okay? But that's not how most people are. Most people don't want to see that garbage. Most people don't do that garbage, okay? That's not reality. Every black person on the street doesn't act that way. Every white person on the street doesn't feel that way. That's not the way it is. But if I can push this in front of your face, then I dictate to you by the news that I put in front of you, I dictate to you what you're supposed to believe. But when you go on the street, you talk to real people in the real world, not the virtual world, they're not like that. They don't want to do that. Yeah, there's a small section of black Hebrew Israelites up in Minneapolis that think they're hardcore and tough, which is a joke, by the way, but they think they are. So what? They think what they think about them. No, 90% of people don't even agree with that garbage or that nonsense. 99% of the people, I would say, in America don't agree with that nonsense. Okay? It's not reality. They're trying to push that. They're trying to push that. So all I'm saying is don't fall for it. Listen, if you're listening to this and you're not saved by the grace of God, you've never been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiving you and washing of your sins by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, I got good news for you. No matter what race war is going on, no matter whose day it is, Indigenous Peoples Day, Christopher Columbus Day, today may be the day that you meet your maker. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Have your sins been forgiven you? If not, you better repent. That means turn from your sin, have sorrow for your sin, believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Turn to Christ today and be born again. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day. That's what matters, friend. Eternal life is what matters. You're going to die one day, for it's appointed a man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Judgment is coming. Are you ready for judgment day? Have you been born again? Have your sins been forgiven? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he is Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I don't care what race you are, you need Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ to cleanse you of your unrighteousness. He is the only offering that is accepted by God for your sins, to cover your sins. He is the Lamb that's blood was shed from the foundation of the earth, before the foundation of the earth. That's him. He's the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Turn to Jesus Christ today and be born again by the Spirit of God. That's your greatest need. Not Indigenous Day, not Columbus Day, not any day, but the day of grace. That's what you need. You need to be born again by the Spirit of God. I pray that happens. I pray that you're saved today. I pray that you turn to Jesus Christ, who is able to save them from the guttermost to the uttermost, and he'll save you. Have a good day.